CGSF would like to suggest that the following program may use strong language and discuss topics that may be sensitive for those within earshot. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey folks, Joey KS here. You're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. And on today's show, we are doing a special holiday spectacular. This is the third Christmas show I've done here on Oh No Radio. And for you number heads out there, all of you who like numbers and all their magical potential, the last time I did a Christmas show, it was episode 69 of Oh No Radio, and this is episode 96 of Oh No Radio. That's right, I actually count these things, probably because they're all saved on my hard drive and I need a filing system for it. But anyways, for you number heads out there, that is a pretty magical thing we have going on. So if we go from last Christmas to this Christmas and we list those numbers 69 and 96 next to each other, it is a palindrome, and I think that is some sort of a holiday miracle into itself. The holiday miracle I'm wishing for, though, is I really want S. Lord F. Mann's album Email Me a Holiday Spirit to appear on the Canadian college radio charts. For it to be a SoCan hit would fill me with joy, and I don't know if any other programmers here on the station will help me achieve this goal. I think I might have to send some messages out. But this album is a gem. It's a holiday staple. If you haven't listened to S. Lord F. Mann, and that's not their full name, you're missing out, but not for much longer. As I said, we're playing the entirety of Email Me a Holiday Spirit, a tradition here on Oh No Radio. And we're going to be starting off with It Is Christmas Time. After that, the song I Caught Santa Listening to Papa Roach. And then, Looks Like It's About to Be a Cyber Christmas. Following that is the track Mountain Dew Christmas. And the album finishes at a swift 7 minutes with Old Man Winter Is a Bastard. Let's get to the holiday hits.
It is Christmas time. There's snow all over my ass. Some Raisin Bran in the pantry. It is that time of year where your dad is drunk and he gets out all his Supertramp albums. It's that time of year where your mom gets in the car and goes to buy some new slippers. What a good time of year to roast a big orange on the fireplace. What a good year to sing about Big Elf riding a reindeer into cloud of snow. Guitar solo. Nice. It's that time of year where Santa gets the perm, so he looks real good when he's driving the motor sled. Krimbus 2013. My dad's vacuuming, that's what that noise is in the background.
Every Christmas Eve night, I leave my Zune on a plate for Santa so he can get his Christmas fix. I put all my best tunes on it. Everything but rap and country. And then when I wake up in the middle of the night, I creep into my kitchen, and what do I see? I caught Santa listening to Papa Roach. He was rocking out and having a ball. I caught Santa listening to my MP3 of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. I hope I'm not on the naughty list because I got it off LimeWire. This morning I jump out of bed and I just can't wait to see what kind of CDs are under their Christmas tree. I got my dad tickets to see Rush. I got my mom a Neil Diamond yoga pant. All I got was a $2 gift certificate to HMV. Oh well. I caught Santa listening to Rage Against the Machine. He was air guitaring all over my house. I caught Santa listening to Bjork live in Reykjavik 1999. I just can't wait to see what he chooses next year.
This Christmas is time to get cyberpunk. What kind of presents are you going to find under the modem this year? Maybe a nice password for your mom's Netflix account. I hope my dad makes the cyber short bread. I love when the whole family huddles around my laptop and clears my browser cache. Remember to be good, because if you aren't, Cyber Santa might bring you only 1 megabyte hard drive. Cyber Christmas 2016, never log off.
Christmas morning, I wake up in Bill Gates' tender embrace. I turn on my Xbox video game system, and I see all the gamers' smiling faces. Give them a Mountain Dew Christmas. Give them a Mountain Dew Christmas. Give them a Mountain Dew Christmas.
Cannot believe it is the month of winter already. Old Man Winter is a bastard. He thinks I'm afraid to wear cargo shorts. I will best him in a game of wits. I'm wearing my shirt with no sleeves and it's -3 out. I'm standing with my ass out in the cold December air. Tonight, me and Old Man Winter will fight till the death. Old Man Winter has me in the sleeper hold. His arms are bigger than the sun.
As I fall unconscious, I think of my wife and kids. Old Man Winter is a bastard.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to the holiday edition of Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial. We are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. We're doing a Christmas episode on today's show. We kick things off with the entirety of S. Lord F. Man's album, Email Me a Holiday Spirit. I'm not going to list all the track names there, but because they're all silly and long, and I love them all. But my goal is to have that track or that album chart on the Canadian charts. So maybe if you really enjoyed what you listened to there, you can message some of the other programmers here at CJSF. Head on over to cjsf.ca and find out their contact info and request that this album be played on their show in its entirety. This is a bit of a siege on Canadian radio, and I think together we can make this holiday miracle happen. Anyways, we got some brand new music for you. We have the entirety of the Kingfisher Blues Christmas single, which this year features five songs by Be Afraid, David Ivan Neal, Spank Williams, and La Loon. And as always, all proceeds from this album goes to the 1-800-SUICIDE Crisis Center in BC. And if you do buy a copy of it, you get a 7-inch vinyl version of it as well that is done by Clamp Down Record Pressing. So yeah, I'm always happy to support the Kingfisher Blues Christmas initiatives, as it be. And yeah, I guess I didn't really say the song titles there. And there's five songs that we're going to be listening to in a row. So let's list these off again. We're going to be kicking things off with Be Afraid with the song Never Gay at Christmas Time. Following that is David Ivan Neal with their Flat Earth cover of Santa Is Real. Following that is Spank Williams with Christmas in Prison. That's a John Prine cover. After that, we got La Loon with Vegan Hot Dog Christmas. And wrapping things up on the Kingfisher Blues Christmas single is Max Bunch with Christmas Feels Shorter.
Politics are awful. Buble. One, one, two, three, four. Drive to the mall. What do you see? Jolly red elf asking kids to sit on its knee. Why do they tell you it's full of cheer when you can smell it on him? He's full of cheap beer. Oh, I can only tell you what my eyes see. I can't tell you what I think. I can only tell you what my heart feels. I can only hope you believe Santa's real, real fucking scam. Santa was invented by the motherfucking man. Sell you Coca-Cola and other useless shit and teach you how to lie to your motherfucking kids. Ah, who stands to gain? Ho, ho, ho. Who stands to gain? No, no, no. Who stands to gain? Ho, ho, ho. Who stands to gain? No, 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 no. Watch the parade. What do you see? Different red fuck than you saw last week. Why do they tell you Santa's helper when it's obvious he's some fat old work actor? Oh, I can only tell you what my eyes see. I can't tell you what I think. I can only tell you what my heart feels. I can only hope you believe Santa's real, real fucking scam. Santa was invented by the motherfucking man to sell you Coca-Cola and other useless shit and teach you how to lie to your motherfucking kids. Who stands to gain? Ho, ho, ho. Who stands to gain? No, no, no. Who stands to gain? Ho, ho, ho. Who stands to gain? No, 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 no. Christmas, everybody.
It was Christmas in prison, and the food is real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, blood's in my stream. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Now just come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're floating, my sweetheart, we're rolling by now. Well, the searchlight in the big yard swings round with the gun in the spotlight, snowflakes like dust in the sun. Now it's Christmas in prison, there'll be music tonight. I'll probably get homesick. I love you, good night. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, Mother Nature's got nothing on me.
Christmas feels shorter now. I finally grew somehow. I passed my driving test, so I see him less and less. Gray grows your hair and beard. I match you beer for beer. You say my songs are sad. You always have to add. You always have to play Elvis while we decorate blue.
Rita McMahon started New York City's only wild bird rehab center in her apartment in 2005. But after years of hard work, she needed a better location.
In 2012, we opened our storefront in a lovely landmark building, and I got to move out the 60 birds that were in my apartment on my husband's birthday. It was a nice present.
The Wild Bird Fund has grown to see more than 7,000 birds each year. They see lots of pigeons, a lot of birds for lead poisoning. But during migration season, there's one common culprit.
Right now, the great majority are from the window collisions. Like last weekend on Saturday, 26 in one day. That's a lot.
Most birds don't survive the impact with glass in the first place. If they do make it, many have concussions or broken bones. Only about a third of the birds brought to the Wild Bird Fund for window collisions survive.
So when it comes to us, we see our job as really what we're doing is hospice. Stop the suffering, make the end as comfortable as possible.
Saving birds from this unhappy end requires rethinking the way we design buildings. And New York City is on the cutting edge of that challenge. This past December, the New York City Council passed legislation that will require builders to use at least 90% bird-safe materials for the bottom 75 feet of a building. That's where the vast majority of collisions occur. Maybe in the future, Rita will see fewer birds at her rehab center. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. We're doing a special Christmas episode on today's show, and the last bunch of tracks we listened to there were all from the 2023 Kingfisher Blues Christmas single. It is a fundraising initiative for the 1-800 Suicide Crisis Hotline, and it is Well, I'm not sure how many years it's been going on for. I think it's been going on for at least 7 or 8 years now, this fundraising initiative. So it's all going to a good place. And if you want, head on over to the Kingfisher Blues, spelt with a Z, Bandcamp, and you can purchase this album. And you'll also get a 7-inch vinyl copy of it as well. So the artists that we listened to on that compilation were Be Afraid with Never Gay at Christmas Time, David Ivan Neal with Santa Is Real. Following that was Spank Williams with their cover of Christmas in Prison. After that was La Lune with Vegan Hot Dog Christmas. And the last track there was Max Boonch with Christmas Feels Shorter. So it's Christmas time, and there's Christmas ghosts. There's three Christmas ghosts, and we're going to be starting things off with the next part of the show with the biggest ghost of them all, the Ghost of Christmas Past. And in its entirety, I'm going to be playing an album from the Nanaimo artist, Ah Venice. It's from their their EP, Xmas 2022. And that one slipped off my radar last year, so I am rectifying wrongs of Christmas pasts, and I'm going to be playing the entirety of that one for you. We're going to be kicking things off with the show, The Seventh Palanter. After that is Take It Easy 2. Then the song Last Day of Work Before Christmas Time. After that is Kept My Promise. It's a Max Petite cover. And the last one is What Does It Matter If I Actually Exist? Again, all of those songs by Ah Venice from their Xmas 2022.
Past the far reaches.